This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. in its war in Afghanistan will be brought to the United States and temporarily housed at three military installations. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby tells ABC's Good Morning America several thousand U.S. service members now arriving in Afghanistan are going to help with the evacuation.
We plan on being on the ground there in Afghanistan for the next couple of weeks. It's not just about moving out Americans. It is very much about meeting our moral and sacred obligations to those Afghans who helped us over the last 20 years, getting as many of them out as we can.
This morning, the Taliban is declaring an amnesty across Afghanistan and is urging women to join its government. Russia's top diplomat says Moscow is in no rush to recognize the new Taliban government in Afghanistan. Here at home, watch for health experts to recommend COVID booster shots. Their recommendation could come within the next few days. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Although data indicate people are still well protected with the initial shots, National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Francis Collins had said this week, there's concern the vaccine may start to lose some of its effectiveness. And he says the Delta variant is a nasty one to deal with, possibly sparking the need for booster shots.
Have you been trying to reduce your spending? Analysts say a surge in COVID cases has been keeping people away from the stores. They've got figures for last month. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The government says retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 1.1% last month, a drop more than three times bigger than analysts expected. It's the first glimpse into whether a sharp rise in virus cases would lead to Americans cutting back on spending. The report says they spent less money at stores selling clothing, furniture, and sporting goods.
This is AP News. The AP's Tim McGuire with a report now on COVID and how cases are ramping up, especially in the South.
Alabama's top doctor says there were only two ICU beds available across the state Monday. At least 10 Georgia school districts have sent all their students home because of COVID exposure. Texas health officials with more than 11,000 hospitalizations have asked the federal government for five mortuary trailers. Florida sets records of more than 16,000 hospitalizations and more than 151,000 cases, while Governor Ron DeSantis downplays the effectiveness of the vaccines.
Preventing, creating the type of herd immunity or preventing any type of infections, that hasn't necessarily been the case.
A second emergency field hospital is being set up in Jackson, Mississippi, this one in the parking garage near the state's only children's hospital. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.